The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We subscribe to 5, but of course they all arrive on their own schedule, so we never know what we're going to have when it's time to record an episode. So we'll begin with this one from Women's World. Finish this sentence. They had readers respond to this sentence. I always get in the holiday spirit when... We have 4 responses. From Lynn Shope in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, I smell fresh pine and get tree decorations ready to trim. Mackenzie Ann Griffin from Yakima, Washington, I start hearing the holiday music throughout my local grocery store playing and smell Starbucks hot peppermint latte in the air while shopping. Nancy Steele from Nashville says, I hear Christmas music in the mall. And Judy Ringo from Jupiter, Florida, the Hallmark Channel begins their stream of upbeat, G-rated Christmas movies. And the Smile File, these are just dates that they remind us of. And coming up in just a couple days, December 17th, National Maple Syrup Day. Might be a good day to have pancakes or waffles, right? And let's see what else we have. It's sweater weather. December 19th, celebrate National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. So if you have one handy, and I do, I have one that has a picture. It's a red sweater with a goat on the front, and there's a little bell around the goat's neck that actually rings when I walk. That's my ugly Christmas sweater, and I love to wear it and bring smiles to people's faces. Because they hear me coming from Real Simple. Mistakes you didn't know you were making. Deck the halls without flaws. Shay McGee of design firm Studio McGee in Salt Lake City shows how to curate an indoor holiday display worth pining for. And there are 3 tips or mistakes that we generally make that she wants us to correct. 1, you're thinking way too small. Yes, you'll have to figure out where to store them during the off-season, but large items like nutcrackers or fun trees will anchor your display. Smaller pieces add dimension and detail. Variety in size creates visual interest and makes the design feel intentional rather than cluttered, McGee says. Next, your wreath game is too limited. Think beyond the front door. Wreaths in different sizes can carry the holiday spirit into every room, McGee says. Just get creative with the placement. Some of her favorite hanging spots? On the backs of dining chairs, in front of windows, on cabinet doors, or even layered into a gallery wall. And you're skimping on the garland. In this case, more is more, McGee says, explaining that one single strand can look too sparse. The missed opportunity is that the full draped look reflects the abundance of the season, she says. Doubling up gives you depth and texture. Try putting your display over a mantle or a doorway. From Magnolia, Christmas Unsurrendered. You can feel it in the air already, as white frost stretches across window panes and trees shake off the last of their leaves. As twinkling lights rise to fill their place and scents of pine follow you wherever you go. As sounds ring out like bells in front of shops like Sinatra and Crosby coming through the radio. Like plans being made to see one another. It's the feeling of Christmas, and if you're anything like me, it's one you anticipate all year long. A bright spot that shines in the distance. There's a promise of the year's finality, and with it a chance to slow down and surround yourself with only what fills you up. The people, the meals, the traditions no one dares let go. This is the Christmas I hope for, the one I dream about during springs that feel like sprints and dead hot summers that seem to have no end. It's the one I imagine waiting for me on the other side of hectic autumns and schedules that got the best of me. And it's the Christmas I've learned I'll have to fight for in these next few months as the tendency to keep hustling blurs my reach for Christmas, as it should be. It isn't always easy in a season that can pull us in lots of directions, where the peace we long for, the time back we've earned, is constantly at war with expectations of more. More doing, more buying, more magic, more everything. And look, I'll be the first to admit that I'm generally a do-whatever-it-takes kind of girl. It's in my nature, and for 10 months of the year, I really don't question it. But Christmas? This is when I say enough is enough. This is when I want to rebel against my own nature and rebel against the voices in our culture telling me it won't be the day of my dreams if I'm not out there hustling. The thing is, those voices have overplayed their hand, because I have known intimately the feeling of waking up to Christmas bleary-eyed and flat-out exhausted. I have spent the day I waited for all year waiting for it to be over, wondering why I let the moments that mean the most slip through overworked hands, why the holidays felt like something to produce instead of like rest, like a test instead of respite. Why I ever believed there isn't enough magic in the simplicity of a crackling fire, or enough delight in the company of one another. This hasn't been the story of every Christmas past, but for the ones it has, I can remember arriving at December 26th with the painful realization that I'd just surrendered a year of hopeful expectation to a world that would rather keep me working for worth than being content with enough. But Christmas stripped down is what I'm after, and here's the gentle truth. It's more than we could ever need. Let's not, any of us, pretend that enough is impossible to define, that we can't put words to what will mean the most to us and to our family and friends this time of year. For me, enough is an essentials-only Christmas, one where I am loved and have the chance to love in return. One where I am warmed by my family and my friends. One that lets me breathe and deeply. Instead of requiring the kind of exhale that leaves me breathless, it makes space for the kind of breath that lifts and stirs me awake to the moments I set out to take in. Our bodies need an off-ramp, though. They need time to find steady. For me, the slowdown starts in November by saying no. No to the hurry, no to the stress of doing things that don't fill my cup. No to the temptation to do more. Because we know that time doesn't double for those who run faster. It disappears. And we know that peace can't find us when we've wandered too far from the hope we started with. So here's to a Christmas unsurrendered. A Christmas that settles in so deep that it drowns out the hustle and bustle all around. One that's clothed in the same peace and presence as the very first. Here's to a Christmas so rebelliously fulfilling that even a weary world can rejoice. From Woman's World, some clever solutions. Cat keeps trying to snack on my poinsettias. Well, that's a problem. Since the leaves are mildly toxic and would give your kitty a stomachache, try this to keep him away. Dice the peels of 2 oranges and sprinkle them over the plant's soil. Cats dislike the strong scent of citrus, so your curious pal will steer clear. Another, no space to hang your stockings? Here's a solution. Place 2 stocking hooks on opposite ends of your mantle. Then thread your stockings through a curtain rod all the way across and rest the rod on the stocking hooks. If you don't have a mantle, use command hooks on a shelf or a window frame, and then that rod trick will still work and look just as festive. 3 clever gadgets that make tree decorating a cinch to hang your ornaments. Unlike flimsy metal hangers, the no-slip loop and lock design of ornament anchor ornament hooks. These are available on Amazon. Ornament anchor ornament hooks. Secure each ornament firmly to the branch so it stays put all season. Not even your pets or kids can knock them off. Plus, they're reusable and, because they're green, I guess, they blend into your tree. To control the lights, make tree lighting effortless with the GE Sync Smart Indoor Plug. That's available at shop.gelighting.com. S-H-O-P dot G-E lighting.com. Just plug the lights into the Wi-Fi enabled outlet to turn them on or off from your phone or using Alexa, Google Assistant, or Apple Home. No crawling under branches required. And to mount your tree, three reasons to love the Merrymount Christmas Tree Stand. You can look it up on merrymount.co, merrymount.co. One, its ergonomic foot pedal locks the tree in place with no crouching or twisting required. Two, built-in water reservoir keeps the tree hydrated. And three, the heavy base prevents tipping. From Women's Day, true or nah? Some popular notions. Let's find out if they're really correct. They say feed a cold and starve a fever. And they say that's the recipe for recovery. Well, guess what? Nah. You should eat no matter what type of illness you have, including when you're feverish. Your body needs nourishment to help you get well. And it burns more calories when it's working harder to fight illness. So if you don't have an appetite, soup is a good choice, and drink plenty of fluids, as a fever can dehydrate you. They say everyone should get a flu shot unless their doctor advises against it. Well, that one's true. Even if you're healthy now, you can still be badly affected by the flu, and this is a bad year for flu already. Also, getting a flu shot helps protect those around you who might not fare well if they get sick, such as the elderly and people with compromised immune systems. The CDC recommends that, with rare exceptions, everyone ages 6 months or older gets a flu shot every year. Call your local urgent care center or pharmacy to find out where you can get jabbed. And they say you'll get sick if you go outside in the cold without wearing a coat. Well, that one's a nah. That's not how it works, despite what you might have been told as a kid. People often get colds when the weather is cold, but not because their bodies get cold. It happens because dry winter air, through which viruses can be transmitted more easily, and cold temperatures drive people indoors with coughing and sneezing family members, friends, and coworkers, from whom they then pick up the germs. From Real Simple, some news you can use and a bit of fun. Let's see. Direct quote, a case for candles. I'm a three-wick candle girly. The fall and the holidays, that's the time when my candle game hits a psychotic level. Why? The best thing ever is when somebody walks in my house and they're like, yo, this place smells so good. It's the biggest compliment you can get. That is Jessica Williams, super sniffer, actor, comedian, and the ideal brand partner for Bath & Body Works. Do some good. Check in on a veteran. Consider lending an ear to a veteran you know. Many who've served in conflicts carry invisible wounds of war long after they've come home, says Gary J. Kunich, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. A simple way to help is to listen to them and try to understand them. Visit volunteer.va.gov. That's volunteer.va.gov. to learn about how else to get involved. And this just in, rest of the world. The amount of sleep you need in order to feel healthy and rested might depend on where you live. A recent analysis of nearly 5,000 people in 20 countries found that the total hours of sleep linked to optimal health varies across cultures, challenging the common belief that all humans need the same amount. The ideal average in Japan is 6 hours and 18 minutes, for example, while in France it's 7 hours and 52 minutes. Here in the States, 7 hours and 2 minutes. There's just one problem, says Stephen J. Hine, Ph.D., a psychology professor at the University of British Columbia and lead authority of the study. In each of the countries we examined, people were sleeping about an hour less than their country's optimal sleep duration, he says. I think the whole world needs to get another hour of sleep or so. And a progress report, a degree in menopause. The bad news? Most family medicine, internal medicine, and OBGYN residents don't get enough training in the conditions associated with menopause. The good news, lawmakers all over the country are introducing bills to improve education as well as insurance coverage for treatment. And private organizations are helping to fill the gap. The Menopause Society, a nonprofit based in Pepper Pike, Ohio, offers a certification that more than 1,300 clinicians tested for in 2024. To find a certified menopause clinician near you, go to menopause.org. That's menopause.org. Three genius holiday cooking solutions. This is from Woman's World. If you don't have a stand mixer, grab a hand mixer and a cutting board with a grip hole. Slide the beaters through the holes so the mixer rests securely on top. Place a mixing bowl underneath it and turn it on low speed. It whips while you stay hands-free. If you don't have a potato peeler, boil potatoes with the skin on for 20 minutes or until you can easily insert a toothpick. Remove from the water and slice the potatoes in half. Place a baking rack over a bowl, then rub potatoes on the rack. The skin slides off and the bowl catches the rest. And if you don't have an herb stripper, use your box grater. Slip the stem of rosemary, thyme, parsley, or other herbs through a small hole on the grater and then gently pull it through. The leaves will pop right off and fall cleanly onto your cutting board. And from Woman's Day, the unofficial rules of Sunday supper. Maximize your quality time with these cozy meal commandments. First, extend the invitation. Welcome family members, friends, and neighbors. This is about connection. The more chairs around the table, the better. Next, of course, ditch the devices. Make the dining room a no-phone zone. Set out a basket by the front door to collect everyone's tech until dessert is done. Next, take it slowly. Pick a time when everyone can relax and linger without worrying about tomorrow's to-do list. For many, that will mean an early bird dinner. Next, have real conversations. Skip heavier topics such as politics and focus on catching up. Ask people about how their week has been, their hobbies, etc. And make it a habit. You don't have to commit to having get-togethers weekly, but find a schedule that works for both you and your loved ones and try to stick to it. And there's a little aside, a quote from a reader, I think. My family does a weekly dinner with those on our block, rotating houses. We decide on a theme, and then everyone brings a dish, making it easier. From Magnolia, a simmer pot. This will make your house smell delicious over the holidays. From start to finish, 5 minutes. This makes one pot or one gift to give. We need 4 to 6 dried orange slices, 4 to 6 dried apple slices, 1/3 cup fresh cranberries, 2 or 3 sprigs fresh rosemary, 2 or 3 cinnamon sticks, 2 or 3 whole star anise. To gift this, place all the items in a cellophane bag, jar, or muslin bag and tie with a velvet ribbon. Pair with these instructions. The instructions should say, fill a 2-quart saucepan 3/4 full of water. Add contents of the bag. Bring to boiling, then reduce heat to simmer. Reduce heat to low. Simmer 2 to 3 hours, adding water as needed to keep the pot full. And so those are your instructions if you're just making it at home as well. To store, you can store this package in the refrigerator for up to a week before using it. From Woman's World, take a mini vacation at home. Experience the town of Barnard, Vermont, with a drink inspired by a Barnard Inn restaurant and a video tour of a historical local resort. The drink? Mulled wine. We need two regular size 750 milliliter bottles of dry red wine, 3 cups cranberry juice, 1 cup pomegranate juice, 1/2 cup of maple syrup, the zest and juice from 2 oranges, and 8 cinnamon sticks. Add the ingredients to a 4-quart slow cooker, cover, cook on low 1 hour, and then ladle into mugs. And this serves 15, so if you're having a nice size group, or a group that likes a lot of mulled wine. Virtual tour, then, is a rustic retreat. Learn the history and tour cottages at the exclusive resort by watching the Twin Farms Inn video posted by Yankee Magazine on YouTube.com. So you go to YOUTUBE.com and search on Twin Farms Inn while you're having your mulled wine. From Real Simple, honeycomb toffee. 5 minutes prep time. Cook times 12, and then it cools for an hour. And this makes 48 1.5-inch pieces. Here's what we need. Butter for greasing the pan, 1.5 cups sugar, 1/4 cup of honey, 1/4 cup water, 1 pinch of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon vanilla, 1 tablespoon baking soda, 2 ounces semi-sweet chocolate melted, and that is optional, and flaky salt, also optional. Line a 9-inch square baking pan with foil and grease the foil with butter. In a 3-quart heavy saucepan, stir together sugar, honey, water, and kosher salt. Bring to boiling over medium-high, stirring occasionally 4 to 5 minutes. Attach a candy thermometer to the pan, making sure the bulb of the thermometer is immersed in the candy mixture. Cook 8 to 10 minutes or until the mixture reaches 300 degrees, stirring occasionally. Remove from heat. Stir in vanilla. Working quickly, add baking soda and whisk until just combined. Avoid overmixing as this deflates the bubbles. Pour into prepared pan, using a rubber scraper to quickly clean off the sides of the pan. Do not spread the candy mixture. It's okay if the top is uneven. Let cool until set, about an hour. Then break into pieces. If you like, you can dip the toffee pieces in the melted chocolate, that was optional, and sprinkle with flaky salt, which was also optional. Let stand until set. To store, you can store your toffee in an airtight container at room temperature for up to 3 weeks. And I'm sorry, I said Real Simple, and this was from Magnolia. This one is from Real Simple, a Merry Main Dish, slow roasted salmon with pomegranate orange gremolata. Active time is 30 minutes, total time is 1 hour and 10, and this serves 8. We need 1 lemon, 2 oranges, 1 3-pound skinless salmon fillet, about 1.5 inches thick, 2 1/4 teaspoons kosher salt, divided, 1/2 cup plus 2 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 3/4 cup pomegranate arils, 1/3 cup chopped fresh flat leaf parsley, 3 tablespoons chopped fresh mint, and 2 cloves of garlic, finely chopped, about 2 teaspoons. Preheat oven to 250 degrees. Thinly slice lemon and 1 orange. Arrange lemon and orange slices in bottom of a rimmed baking sheet or baking dish. Ideally, the baking vessel is just large enough to fit the salmon. Then place the salmon flesh side up on top of the citrus slices. Sprinkle salmon with 2 teaspoons salt. Pour 1/2 cup oil over it and around the salmon. Bake, basting with oil mixture every 15 minutes until the salmon just flakes with a fork and an instant read thermometer inserted in the thickest part reads 130 degrees for medium, 45 to 55 minutes, or to the desired degree of doneness. Meanwhile, zest and juice the remaining orange, stir together pomegranate arils, parsley, mint, garlic, 2 teaspoons orange zest, 3 tablespoons orange juice, and the remaining 1/4 teaspoon of salt in a small bowl. Pour in remaining 2 tablespoons oil and stir until combined. Remove salmon from the oven and let it rest for 5 minutes. Using a spoon and spatula, portion the salmon into large irregular pieces. Transfer to a platter. Spoon any juices and oil remaining in the baking sheet over the salmon and top with the pomegranate mixture. From Real Simple, some fancy-looking cookies for the holidays, cocoa and coffee palmiers. Active time, 30 minutes. Total time, 2 hours. And this makes 42 to 48 cookies. We need 1 tablespoon unsweetened cocoa powder, 1 teaspoon fine instant espresso powder, 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon granulated sugar divided, 1 frozen puff pastry sheet from a 17-ounce package thawed, all-purpose flour to work for your work surface, and 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted. Whisk the cocoa, espresso powder, and 1/4 cup sugar in a small bowl. Roll the pastry into a 14-by-10-inch rectangle on a floured work surface. Generously brush with butter until all is used. Sprinkle evenly with the sugar mixture. Press the sugar mixture slightly to help it adhere to the dough. Starting at 1 long side of the rectangle, roll pastry toward the center, stopping at the middle. Repeat on the opposite side so the rolls meet in the middle. Wrap in plastic wrap. Refrigerate until firm at least 1 hour and for up to 2 days. Preheat oven to 425. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. Cut the log crosswise into 1/4-inch thick slices. Place 1 inch apart on baking sheets, reshaping palmiers as needed. Sprinkle with remaining 1 tablespoon sugar. Bake until golden brown, 10 to 13 minutes, rotating the baking sheets from front to back and between upper and lower racks halfway through. Let cool slightly on baking sheets for about 5 minutes, then transfer to wire racks to cool completely about 20 minutes. Store in an airtight container at room temperature for 2 to 3 days. And gift yourself some happiness. This is from Woman's World. It's the time of year when we are constantly thinking about others, but it's important not to overlook someone else who needs your attention, and that would be you. The guilt-free secret to less holiday stress? Doing something that makes you smile, because whatever gives you joy gives you more joy to share. And one little quote here from First for Women. Butterflies can't see their wings. They can't see how truly beautiful they are, but everyone else can. People are like that as well. And that was from actress Naya Rivera. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.